Welcome to the Podglomerate.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or was just too hard to ask your partner, welcome to the Sex Rap.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Sex Rap. You're here with Spring and Andrew, your two favorite sex experts in the whole world. In the whole world, right? The universe?
I would happily take that title. And in case you didn't know, we're sex experts because we answer your questions about relationships, about sex and sexual health, about STDs, about gay stuff this month. Gay stuff every month, but this month because
June,
it's Pride.
June. Yeah, good. I love June.
June is not Pride Month where I live, but you knew that, right?
But it's Pride Month here. Yeah. In New York City.
That's because if we kept people outside in the Miami heat for an entire day with drinking and dancing and sweating, there would probably be some passing out and some like medical issues.
I mean, the heat here was pretty crazy this past weekend, but we survived. We did it.
I kind of like it anyway. But yeah, so happy Pride, everybody. We're going to keep talking about Pride stuff today. We have an update episode. It's our very first one. And I think that we should do that. Now that we've been going for 5 years, we're going to be doing some updates because the world changes. But before we get there, there's something going on that's in the media that's really, really bothering me. Do you have any guess what that is, Spring?
Of course I do. I know exactly what it is. It has to be Britney. It has to be Britney.
It is Britney. So for those of you who don't know what's going on, there's this thing called a conservatorship where somebody has some kind of mental break or a breakdown, and a court says that this person no longer should have control over all of the aspects of their life. And if you're not familiar, Britney Spears had a Kevin Federline and some kids and a breakdown and then lost kids and shaved her head and all kinds of stuff was going on that showed that there was something happening in this poor woman's life a long time ago. How many years ago was that?
Oh, I don't know.
It has to be like 15-ish, 20? Yeah. 20 years. Like, so her dad got control over her finances.
He had already been in control. Yeah, I think that was the problem.
Right. Like she's not in control, but there's that part is problematic. The part that is really, really crazy is Britney does not have control over whether she and her boyfriend can have kids or not, because at some point an IUD was inserted. For those of you who don't know, an IUD is an intrauterine device. It's inserted. It lasts 10 years or more if you get the copper one, the Paragard one, at preventing pregnancy. So it's inserted. You really can't take it out yourself. And Britney's conservator, her dad, won't let her have it out, so she can't have another kid, even though she really wants one. It's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like he has control over a lot of aspects of her life. And so not only these finances, but also her reproductive rights. And that's what we've seen a lot in the sex positive media and the feminist media. We're seeing a lot of articles and a lot of mentions, you know, about how terrible this is for someone not to have their own rights over their own body, and how actually common this is in a lot of people that have different forms of disabilities. And so it's not something that's only happening to Britney, but it's great that she is talking about it and bringing it out and making us all more aware of it so that we can stand up for other people that have their reproductive rights and bodily autonomy rights taken away from them as well.
I mean, could you imagine having a freak out, a breakdown over a messy breakup, and then like 20 years later, people still saying, well, you know, you had a breakdown one time, so we're going to take all your money and we're going to not let you have kids, even though you have enough money and you're an adult and you want them. It's just, and the media does get a lot of it wrong, right? A lot of the messages out there are really anti-woman. It's crazy to me that the people are so pro-life all the time who care about wanting babies and protecting babies, in this case, are like, well, she shouldn't be able to have them. Like, that's not pro-life. I don't know. We should get rid of the term pro-life altogether. Anyway, different episode, different day. We have two new episodes. We need to do an IUD episode where you can really get into the nitty-gritty of it. And then we should talk about, we had a recent episode about abortion. So if you're interested, you can hear more about that, you know, maybe two months ago, something like that.
You know what I would love? I would love someone to call us out on all the episodes we say we're going to do during a show, because during a show, we always think of new things, but then we have such a long list that we already have to do that we like almost never get to those. We're always like, oh, we're going to do this one. And then we're like 2 years later, oh crap, we haven't done that one yet. I would love someone to be like, hey, I remember this one you said, I've been waiting on it. Please. Yeah. Please give them back to us. Remind us what you want to hear.
I mean, it kind of blows my mind that we've been doing this for 5 years, you know, averaging 45-ish episodes a year. And that the thing is, the list has gotten longer. Yeah. Over that time frame.
It has not gotten shorter. We have so many questions to answer. I was talking to my dad. I was just home visiting. And he was like, how have you not run out of questions to answer yet? And I was like, first of all, because sex ed in this country is the worst. Second of all, it's so taboo that like no one talks about it. And third of all, everybody participates in sexuality and relationships in some way. So like, even if you're asexual, right, there are like pieces of you that are engaged in what we answer. So like, everybody has questions because it affects us all.
And people actually love conversations about sex too. Mm-hmm. Like if we look at the shows on Netflix that become super popular, they're either about baking, right? The sexiest of all of the skills. Like if you want to have a partner who loves you out, just learn how to bake and bake for them. Guaranteed A plus hobby. But the rest of the shows are really, really sexual because people just love to like, you know, be a fly on the wall and listen to other people's conversations and like understand other people's sexual relationships. Because it's easier to look at someone else's or listen to someone else's conversation for most people than it is to talk about their own. And that's why we're here. All right. So today, to close out Pride Month, Spring and I thought it's important for us to continue a conversation about inclusivity. And we have an old, old, old episode from our first season about preferred pronouns.
It's actually episode 7, which I couldn't believe when we looked it up. Episode 7. That's like, what, 2016, I think? It's a very long time ago.
It's a very long time ago. We still didn't know what we were doing, by the way. If you are just listening to our show, just skip the first few episodes. We sound like tin robots. We don't have a format done. But we have this episode about pronouns and we invited a guest on and they shared some of their experiences. And we say preferred pronouns and that's problematic. And I thought it was problematic at the time, but it was pretty standard. So we say like, what are preferred pronouns? And at the time, what would happen is, you know, you'd go to an event or you'd be at a meeting or you'd be in a classroom and people would ask, well, what are your preferred pronouns? And at the time, that was good, right? It was taking us a step forward. People were starting to acknowledge that there were more than just, you know, the standard pronouns that you can just assume about people. But we got to get rid of that word preference, right? Like preference shouldn't be there.
Yeah. So let's talk about why preference shouldn't be there. So instead of saying preferred pronouns, we just want to say, what are someone's pronouns? And it's because when we say the word preferred, it's implying that the other ones are correct, but these are just the ones that I like better. And that's not the actual case, right? It's actually, these are my pronouns. And it's like the other pronouns are not correct. I'm telling you which are my pronouns to use for me. And yeah, we used to say preferred pronouns and we thought that was a stepping stone, right? Like it was like, we were like, okay, this is better than having pronouns that people don't want to be called by. But what's actually better is just saying pronouns, like these are my pronouns.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like when someone tries to say like the gay lifestyle, because a lifestyle is a choice that you can no longer be gay if you don't participate in the lifestyle. Pronouns are yours. Like you own them. They're not a preference that you have. Now, of course, there are some people out there who have preferences with pronouns. Like you've all heard me give my little squeal before where I don't care what pronouns that people use for me. You know, I sit here in Zoom meetings and I have he, him, they, theirs, she, hers, Sparkle Pony, and Majesty. For me, gender is a performance that I put on. Like when I think about myself, I like parts of masculinity. I like parts of femininity. I dislike parts of both of them. And I want the best of both worlds. So like if you ever talk to me, if you ever see me, if you ever come to one of our conferences and say hello, just be like, hey, there she is, there he is, there Sparkle Pony is. I'm happy with all of them. But I don't want to make anyone feel small, or I don't want anyone to feel like I'm making fun of their pronouns and the pronouns that they want. But for me, I'm almost at a point where I want to exempt out of that system altogether. But what are pronouns, Spring? What are they?
I mean, pronouns are what we call someone when we're not using their name, right? When we're just using something to substitute. And so like, you can just use people's name all the time, to be honest. You could say Spring said this instead of she said that or they said that, right? So you can use their name, but it's instead of using their name, then we use a pronoun. And in the English language, pronouns are gendered. And so that means that you have to choose a gender when you use a pronoun. And so this is the problem with pronouns, is that you have to look at someone and assume their gender unless you ask them, right? So if you're just going to like say, oh, well, this person said that, and instead of using their name, you want to use a pronoun, then there's this point where you're actually choosing which one to use, like which pronoun to use when you're talking about them. And so this is the problem with why pronouns are such a big deal, because people were choosing pronouns just based on what people looked like. And then they're misgendering people and they're using the wrong pronouns. So that's why more and more we are making it customary and a normal practice and just normalizing to tell people what our pronouns are without having people try to guess them.
Yeah. Before COVID hit, I actually had these little name tags when I had events that people would put on and they'd write their name and then they'd circle their pronouns just to sort of force the issue. Because I think it's important. I have a little pin right here on my desk. You can't see it, but it's like, ask me my pronouns. And sometimes I wear it to big events when I'm out and about, because I think it's important enough to have that kind of conversation. And it's like, for me, it's easy, right? Like I'm biologically male, right? And I feel like a boy most of the time, right? So for me, I'm cisgendered. Often when we're talking about pronouns, people have done a lot of work to get to a place where they feel confident and secure in who they are as a person. And it's one of those areas of respect as well. Like if we're talking about why they're so important for people, if someone has worked really hard to, you know, become the person they feel that they are, if someone is trans and they've gone through surgeries, if somebody is non-binary, we just did an episode a couple weeks ago about people who are ace or people who are agender, they've worked really hard. And when someone out there just sort of flippantly calls you the wrong gender, it discounts all of that work that you've done to become that person, all of the work that you've been hopefully proud about. And I mean, it's disrespectful, right? It disregards who you are. And it comes up and creeps into our lives in a lot of ways where people don't notice or see. But they are important for people. They're important because it's your identity. It's who you are as a person. And it's how you're trying to portray yourself to the world. It's the words that you want the world to use in regards to you. And for me, it's Sparkle Pony and Majesty. And with that, we have to take a short break. We'll be right back to talk about pronouns. All right, everybody. So I've been talking a lot about my pronouns. Spring, what are your pronouns?
I like to use either she, her, hers, or they, them, theirs. And you know, I do really identify as a very feminine person. And so I'm totally fine with female pronouns, though I really like to encourage more people to use they, them, theirs. And I really like that as a baseline, like just as the assumption, like let's just start with that. And then if somebody wants a more gendered pronoun, great. So I actually usually say they, them, theirs in a lot of scenarios when we're sharing pronouns, because I just want to normalize that a little bit more. But I also like she, her, hers. I'm, you know, either one of those feel good to me. And so I think, you know, that that's something that a lot more people who are very comfortable in their gender, that they feel really strongly male or female as a cisgendered person, as they were born that way, can do to help raise this awareness, right? People can say, I'm going to choose to use they, them, theirs, because it's just not forcing a gender and forcing people to think about my gender. And it can make it a little more comfortable for other people who are using they, them, their pronouns, or people who are unsure sure what their pronouns are, or people who are in the midst of changing which pronouns they feel comfortable using.
Absolutely. And I love making people both comfortable and uncomfortable with my use of pronouns, right? Like if there's somebody who is transphobic or homophobic and they're really, you know, not thinking very much about how pronouns have an impact and they get uncomfortable, I'm fine. And hopefully they'll ask a question and we can have a conversation about it. Funny story about that. So I was at a meeting a couple days ago and all of my, it's a Zoom. I'm so tired of Zoom. Are you all tired of Zoom? Let us know in the comments. But I was sitting there and I have like my pronouns and somebody's like, well, why do you have those in there? And did you know that they and them are not singular pronouns? So somebody
my brain just
tried
exploded
to grammar fight me. And it's true. If you go back 100 years, they, them were never used for the singular, but all of the various like grammar groups and dictionary groups out there are morphing and changing that. All right, we've hit a point where they're totally okay. But if you're going to disrespect somebody over the plurality of a pronoun, plural just means it's usually used for groups of people. And I hate to tell you, but they and them have been used for singular pronouns for a very long time in conversation anyway. Just like people will tell you that, you know, if you're writing, you have to put masculine pronouns first, like his and hers. No way. Like, even when I send like cards to people, I almost always put like, you know, Mrs. Spring and Andrew Cooper Porter. Like, anyway, the arguments that people come up with are usually pretty flimsy and couched in something like, well, traditionally in English, the English they is a plural pronoun and individuals are plural. Like that's not a good reason to really be hurtful or harmful to someone else because you care that much about grammar.
Well, I mean, and it's interesting though, because there has been a use of they as a singular for hundreds of years when you didn't know someone's gender. So if you were unsure of someone, like if you were, say, like the, if you're talking about like maybe the mail carrier came to your house, they dropped off a letter, like that is actually has been acceptable and common this whole time. So it's not actually correct to say that we've never used they as a single, they, them as a singular. So we can actually point to historical precedents there in the English language as well.
To pay for college for several years, I was a telemarketer. I apologize to the world for my terrible sins of telemarketing, but I would call people. And even in our trainings and scripts, if there was a gender neutral name, like the script would just have they, them in them. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is a company, a corporation that's making big bucks by me talking to other people on the phone. So it's not new that they're being used for singular. And at the end of the day, I'd much rather be in spaces where I'm respecting what other people's pronouns are. And the thing is, it doesn't care what you think of other people's pronouns, right? Like what matters is how you feel about yourself. And the people who get upset about pronouns aren't upset about their own. They get upset about other people. It's such a weird thing for people to get upset about. Was that clear? Did that make sense what I was saying?
Kind of, but one thing that you said, which I don't think you meant exactly this, you said it doesn't matter what you think of other people's pronouns. It matters like what you think of your own. But it does matter that you respect other people's pronouns, right? So you didn't mean that you don't need to use other people's pronouns.
Right. The people who get like the people who don't want to use correct pronouns are not upset about their own. They're only upset about other people's use of pronouns. The thing is that people who want inclusion are accepting of all of people's pronouns. Like whatever you want your pronoun to be, I'm happy to use it. Like, cause I want to respect you for it. The people who don't want to use correct pronouns still get their own correct, but they get upset what other people want to be called, right? Like it's a weird thing to get upset about. Like why do people get so upset about other people's gender identity and pronouns?
Yeah. I mean, it's similar. I think, you know, when some people change their name in life as well. And some people will get upset and be like, is that your real name? Like, is that the name that was given to you? Right. And I think that's really interesting. That's similar. And I mean, I have not changed my name in life, but I get that question a lot and people get angry at me a lot because my name is Spring and they'll be like, well, yeah, but what's your given name? Like, what was your birth name? And I'm like, I mean, first of all, I don't need to answer that, but it is spring, but I mean, and so there's something about this like change, right, that some people seem to get upset about. But I don't think it's really worth even talking about that anymore, because that's not the point. We don't.
People change names all the time anyway. Like, it's still a tradition in the United States. Those people who decide to get married, a significant portion of them do some kind of name change, and we call them by that name, and it's not a problem. Like, no one freaks out. Like, no, what was your original name? We're only going to call you by that. All right. So there's a couple other things that we need to talk about before this episode ends. What do you do if you get someone's pronoun wrong? It's actually a really easy thing to do. So, Spring, what do you do if you mess up someone's pronoun?
Say sorry and then say the correct one.
That's it. Like, that's the whole solution. It's not a big deal. Like, you apologize, like, oh, I'm sorry, there, or zero.
If you get anything wrong, you just say, oops, sorry, and you say the right one. And it's important to not make a big deal about it, because the making a big deal about it is then, like, calling attention and, like, making it, like, too important, right? And so if you mess it up, just, like, say I'm sorry. And that's, I mean, that should go for everything in your life.
But it's just a short apology. And the thing is, changing genders is hard, right? Like, we grow up in a world where everything is gendered, where it's kind of fed to us in this very easy pink and blue toy aisle kind of analogy way. And then when something interrupts that, it takes a while for our brains to get better at processing it. So I've had students in my classes who are like, I'm agender non-binary, NB, and my pronouns are Zazier here. It took me a while. And when someone reveals that to me, I let them know, like, hey, I'm going to try really hard to get those right. And I will probably make some mistakes, because my brain is, you know, used to putting people into he, her, they categories. You want to be Zazier. I fully respect that. But you got to help me along the way. And I'm going to apologize and I'm going to try to make it right. But it takes some time as well. And it takes some practice. But none of that's hard work, right? It's just, you know, you have to kind of get your brain out of that space where you automatically make the assumption and move forward. And I've said some weird words. Spring, do you want to talk about Zazier and here?
What do you want to talk about?
I mean, so there are many, 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 many other pronouns. So on this episode, we've talked about he, him, she, her, they, there, or they, them, sorry. There are many other ones. If you're interested, there's a website called mypronouns.org where you can see, like, many, many other kinds of pronouns. And if we go around the world, we can see that there are all kinds of third genders or fourth genders or 17 genders in some parts of the world that all have different kinds of pronouns. And we can probably put a link to that in the episode notes if you're just interested in looking at the many, many, many other pronouns out there. But just apologize. Be like, oh, hey, sorry. Correct yourself and then move on. Don't make it a big deal.
And then get it right next time, right? That's the other part. Like, just keep it in your mind. And so, like, you know, when you're thinking about that person, like, keep associating that pronoun with them. And then next time, get it right. And that's, like, the next part of that, right? That's the other way to make up for it.
Yep. So then the other time is often you don't realize that you've done it until later. Right. So if you've talked to or about somebody, or you're telling a story and you mess up a pronoun and you don't notice until, or don't recognize it until later after the conversation happens, what do you do then? Right. Because now there's, like, a time delay. Awkwardness has been able to build up. How do we fix it this time?
I mean, in that instance, I would just get it right next time. I think that it might be too much to say to, like, go back to it later. But I mean, it depends on the person and your relationship with them. But I would say just make sure to get it right next time.
The other thing that you can do is you can, you know, tell the other person later, be like, hey, I hope it's not a big deal. I'm really sorry that I messed up pronoun, and I'm going to try to make sure that I get it right next time. Apologize, short, brief, and then move on. Some people are terrified. They think that they're going to get attacked if they use the wrong pronoun. They think that, like, you know, people are going to demonize you, or they're going to post you on social media. That does not happen. Like, there's just, like, there's no evidence of that happening. People aren't going to freak out. What people will do is they'll, you know, their opinion of you will rise up. They'll be excited that someone's just trying to do what's right by getting your pronoun right. So, and we could do these scenarios all day. The key thing is, you know, apologize and then get it right the next time. Yeah. It's not that hard.
And I like to talk also about like what we do when you hear somebody else use the wrong pronoun for someone. So like if you're standing around and your friend next to you only uses they, them pronouns and your other friend that just walked up refers to him as him. Oh, I just said him. I don't even have him.
How dare you, Spring?
I can't believe
you got their pronouns wrong.
I know. I'm like, I don't even have a person in mind. I'm just like randomly seeing a shadow in my brain and I gave them a him gender, LOL. Anyway, so this other third person comes up and genders them in some way and uses a pronoun. And sometimes, or maybe that the person that they're gendering isn't even there, right? Maybe your friend is just talking about someone who uses they, them pronouns and they don't use the correct one. A really nice way that I like to correct that is just use the correct pronoun. So instead of telling them, hey, remember they use they, them pronouns, saying like, oh yeah, I really like how they always go to that store, or I really like when they wear that outfit, you know? So you're just like following up with what they said, but using the correct pronoun. And that is just like a really nice way to like remind the person gently, but also not like push it on them and make them feel like wrong in any way, but just kind of supporting their use of the correct pronoun.
Yeah. I mean, if my friend is there most of the time, unless that there's a serious issue, if someone's doing it on purpose, then I'll intercede and say something. If they're there and I know that they can handle it themselves, I'll let them have that conversation. And then if they're not there, like Spring said, like I'll use the correct pronoun or I'll be like, oh, well, they use they, them pronouns. And just, you know, once again, it's simple, it's easy, and let it go. And I mean, I love having a conversation about it. So if me ever saying like, oh, I'm sorry, I messed up, or oh, by the way, they use they, them, and someone wants to have that conversation with me, I'd love to have that conversation. Because at the end of the day, I want everyone to feel included. I want everybody to feel valid. And I think pronouns are really one of the easiest ways that you can make someone really feel included. Right? It's saying like, I accept you. I accept who you are. I accept your gender identity. And I'm going to use the language that you want me to use about you. And the whole thing is that language is like one word. Like, it's not you doing a ton of work. It's not you being like reflective. It's just, it's really easy. And that's why Spring and I decided to come back from episode 7 all the way till today and get rid of that preference in terms of pronoun and make it like, let's be respectful about pronouns and use the right ones.
151 episodes later.
151. I can't believe that. That's so many hours.
I know.
All right. So I think we're about at the end of the episode. So I just want to end with a question. Like, what do you do in your everyday life, Spring, to make the world more inclusive with pronouns? What's something that you do?
When I introduce myself, I just say what my pronouns are. So I'll say if someone's like, oh, hey, what's your name? I'll be like, I'm Spring. I use she, her pronouns, or they, them, whichever I'm feeling like in that moment. And so just by making it a regular practice to say your pronouns when you introduce yourself, I think that is the best thing to do because it's like in the real world. Like, yeah, I do stuff in my classroom. Yeah, I do stuff other places, but it's like in the real world that like we really need that normalization a lot more. And so I think that's the best thing to do. Every time you introduce yourself, say what your pronouns are.
Yep. I was going to say that as well. I introduce myself with my pronouns. Other places where I put it is if I'm ever at any kind of meeting and I get to put my own name in. If I'm ever at any kind of event, whether it's a sporting event or a concert and I have to enter my name, I always enter my pronouns as well, just so that it's there. So people see it. Yeah. If I ever write myself a name tag, I always put my pronouns underneath it. If I send email, my signature has my pronouns in it. So I don't even say anything. I just say like my pronouns are there. I was trying to think there was another time. Oh, and then whenever I do introductions for myself and if I'm introducing a friend who I know their pronouns, who's not there, or if I'm telling a story, I'm like, oh, well, this is my friend, Beck. He uses he, him.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Instagram, they're, you know, they have social media option. what am I saying? Pronouns now as well. So that's really great. Like the more normal it becomes, the more like we see it, it's great. So if you haven't already added your pronouns on your social media profiles, there's just easy ways to do it now. So it just like shows up as what your pronouns are.
Because it just needs to be normalized. And I think the thing is, it is getting easier and it's getting more normal, but we still have a lot of work to do in terms of really making, you know, gender diverse people feel included. But thank you for listening today, everybody. If you have any questions or follow-up about this episode or any other questions about relationships or sex or sexual health, anything at all, you can email us. We're thesexwrap@gmail.com. That's W-R-A-P, wrap with the W. And you can call us at 413-I-WRAP-IT. And then you can find us and you should find us and follow us on social media at thesexwrap on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or just too...
Music for this episode provided by the ever elusive and mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder.
The Podglomerate. A Sonic Universe.